Good day, and welcome to the SQM First Quarter 2014 Earnings Conference Call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your telephone keypad. Please note this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Gerardo Ynez. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to SQM's First Quarter 2014 Earnings Conference Call. For your information, this conference call will be recorded and is being webcast live. You may access the webcast later on at our website, www.sqm.com. Joining me today as speakers are Patricio Solminac, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, and Ricardo Ramos, CFO. Before we begin, let me remind you that statements in this conference concerning the company's business outlook, future economic performance, anticipated profitability, revenues, expenses, or other financial items, anticipated cost synergies, and product or service line growth, together with other statements that are not historical facts, are forward-looking statements as that term is defined under the federal securities law. Any forward-looking statements are estimates reflecting the best judgment of SQM based on currently available information and involve a number of risks, uncertainties, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those stated in such statements. Risks, uncertainties, and factors that could affect the accuracy of such forward-looking statements are identified in the public filing made with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and forward-looking statements should be considered in light of those factors. I now leave you with our Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, Patricio Solminac, for brief comments before we move to Q&A.
Good morning, and thank you for joining the SQM First Quarter Earnings Conference Call. I will start with a brief introduction before we open up the lines for questions. On Tuesday evening, we post our results for the first quarter of 2014. Earnings for this period reached $81 million, lower than the first quarter of 2013. Revenues totaled $534.1 million. As we mentioned in our press release, these lower results are a consequence of a decline in prices in our major business line compared with the first quarter of 2013. Despite this price decrease, we have been able to increase efficiencies and reduce costs company-wide, and for this reason, gross profit slightly increased when comparing the first quarter of 2014 to the third and fourth quarters of 2013. We expect sales volumes in the potassium and specialty plant nutrition business lines during 2014 to exceed sales volumes seen during 2013 by approximately 15%. As seen in the previous year, SPN volumes are higher in the first quarter than the average of the other quarters of the year. We also expect to recover some volumes in the lithium business lines during 2014. In the iodine market, price decreased as a result of the strong competition. Volumes during the beginning of 2014 were lower than the volumes seen during the first quarter of 2013, a record quarter, and were similar and even slightly higher than volumes seen during the second, third, and fourth quarter of last year. Our strategy is to return to the long-term market share of close to 30%, considering that SQM is one of the lowest-cost producers with sustainable production capacity. As the company announced on Tuesday evening, we agreed with Corfo to enter into an arbitration process regarding the methodology used to calculate payment made by SQM to Corfo relating to the lease agreement in the Salar de Atacama. Corfo estimates a difference in payment to close to $9 million, and our position is that we have made the appropriate payments. I will close by saying that 2014 will be a transitional year for SQM, but we will continue to manage the company with a focus on the long term and remain focused on the maximizing shareholder value. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricio. Operator, we may now go to the Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Our first question comes today from Ben Isaacson of Scotiabank. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. First question is on the lithium business. You've talked about increasing lithium volumes in the back half of the year. One of your competitors, Canada Lithium, now owned by RB Energy, they are ramping up one of their plants right now with guidance of adding about 10,000 tons to the market in the second half of the year. Without a step change in demand, how do you also accomplish increasing your lithium volumes in light of that?
Thank you, Ben. Well, regarding lithium, as we say and as we have been showing, we are recovering some volumes. We keep an eye clearly on what is going on with the newcomer, especially Canada Lithium or RB Energy, as you say. They have not been yet very active in the market. They are in the startup process. We also have seen from the demand side that the market is very strong. But we believe that the growth in demand will allow these newcomers to start placing their products. But as always, these projects are take time in their startup. We'll have to see how much time they will take and how that will relate to the increase in demand. Right now, we continue our sales contract with our customers, and we see that the margin for lithiums in the next quarter should be similar to the first quarter.
Okay, thank you. And then just my second question is on the iodine market. It seems like all Chilean producers except for one have cut back the production a little bit, including yourself. And it seems that that stabilized the iodine market a little bit. Can you talk about whether you think more cuts are going to be needed by SGM in particular or by other Chilean producers?
The iodine market in the first place, the demand continue to be strong, helping to place more volumes of some of the producers. We, as I stated in my initial remarks, we want to go back to our long-term market share objective. So we will see what the market will react. But in our estimate, as we indicated, is that the price can suffer a little bit more during the rest of the year.
So do you think $45 is kind of a long-term reasonable price?
I will not really state on prices. What we decided as a company is that we will keep our market share. We will go back, saying better, to our long-term market share, and then the price will be a result of the supply and demand. First quarter price, as we stated, was in the range of $40 to $45, and we think that the rest of the year the price will erode a little bit more.
Okay, thank you very much, Patricio.
Our next question comes from Alberto Aristia of Santander.
Good morning, Mr. Patricio. First of all, I would like to congratulate you for the over-expected operational results. Well, as you already stated, you made another expenses provision due to the arbitrary process with the Corfo. Can you give us more detailed information? Do you think there might be more problems or provision in the future that we might be aware of?
Thank you, Alberto. Regarding the situation with Corfo in our Salar de Atacama lease, we are very confident, as well as our lawyer are also stating to us, that we really do not have any situation we have been against the contract. We have a different opinion regarding the methodology of how to calculate some of the payment, and we discussed it with Corfo, and we decided together that the best way was to go, as the contract stated, to an arbitration process to determine if there is such a difference or not. Corfo is indicated that the difference is close to $9 million. We are very confident that there is not such a difference, that we have been working for 21 years already in this contract, and we have been paying quarterly more than 81 times the payments over these 21 years according to the contract. So we feel very comfortable on this, and we don't think that we should have any contingency.
Thank you, Mr. Patricio. I also would like to ask you if you have any information about the other Chilean competitors in the iodine business. Do you know if the supply from Chilean producers will increase and therefore will impact the total volume of the market?
As I indicated before, first, the demand of the iodine business continues to be strong, and that is very important. It's a market that really grows, especially in X-ray contrast media and LCDs and the other pharmaceutical applications. Regarding the other Chilean producers, they are private companies except for RB Energy, which is previously Aguas Blancas project, which is public. We don't have official information from them, so we have to just see from the export statistic how they are behaving. We have, of course, some intelligence information from the market, but some of them have been, as the previous question stated, has been lowering their offer, and some of them have been increasing some their offering.
Thank you, Mr. Patricio.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one. Our next question comes from Tim Tiberio with Miller Tabak.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my question. I was wondering if you could just elaborate a little bit more on the near-term, you know, demand trends that you're seeing in the specialty plant nutrition business. You know, it doesn't seem like, at least at this point, that the California drought has, you know, really impacted, you know, demand in North America. Maybe you can just, you know, give us, you know, an update of, you know, whether you're seeing, you know, better demand out of, you know, Southern Europe this season, and how you're thinking about North America for the second half of 2014.
Thank you. Regarding SPN, the good thing about our market is that they are very diversified. We sell in more than 100 countries, very diversified, in North America, Asia, Latin America, Europe. So first answer is that the reason why we have been showing this increase in volume this year is that this diversification helped us a lot, and a specific situation in one market, given weather condition or crop situations, really do not affect us, because we can compensate very quickly with the other markets. We are very confident that the total volumes that we will be selling this year will be in the range of 15% more than the previous year. The other important thing that showed us during this potash crisis in the previous years is that our potassium nitrate product is really a specialty and not the commodity that follow completely the price situation of the potash. We were able not to decrease prices as much as potash the price, and now we even are able to recover some of the prices.
Thanks. That's very helpful. And then I guess more of a longer-term strategic question. We've seen a lot of the upstream you know, potash miners and other companies buying into, increase retail and distribution capabilities within South America. How do you see that, impacting, your abilities to service, the South American markets? Do you think, you will need to increase some of your, downstream capacity, or do you think that, with your, current production and your existing relationships, that there's really not going to be a meaningful impact, even as we see some of your, global peers, strengthening their retail ties, particularly in Brazil?
Well, the good thing, as I say before, that we sell and we get with our own brand to all of these markets. So we already have an established distribution system and also some value-added situation, NPKs, soluble NPKs in many countries through some JVs that we have, for instance, with Dr. Tarsa in Turkey or with SQM Vitas, the Rulier Group in Brazil, Peru, and South Africa. We also have a relation for selling our products in the U.S. with Yara. So we feel very comfortable with our actual distribution system, our value-added system products through the NPKs and soluble plants that we have around the world. And, of course, depending on the development of each of the markets, we adjust some of these, but not major changes.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Our next question comes from Tom McElwee with J.P. Morgan.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for the call. I have two quick questions for you. The first, following up on that question of SPN and potash, I'm wondering how was your market share evolution given the volumes growth, specifically in Brazil as well? The second question is more accounting-oriented. I'm wondering if you could get a little more color on the other line below exchange difference, which nearly doubled year over year. It's around $8.5 million. Thank you.
I'm sorry, Tom, but the line was very noisy. I couldn't understand clearly both of your questions. Can you repeat them, please?
Sure. Can you hear me better now? Hello, can you hear me better now?
Yes, much better.
Excuse me, sorry about that. I had two questions. The first, following up on the SPN potash markets, I was wondering if your increases in volumes allowed you to also gain market share of your North American competitors, particularly in Brazil. And the second question is more accounting related. I'm wondering if you can provide a little bit more color on the other line below the exchange difference in the income statement, which more than doubled to $8.5 million for the quarter. I was wondering if you could provide a little more clarity on what we should expect from that, what that is and what we can expect from that moving forward.
Okay, thank you, Tom. Regarding your question on SPN potash lines, we have been increasing the volumes, but not through having less volume from our competitors. Basically, this has been growth of the markets developing, and also what has helped us in our potassium nitrate sales is the shortage that there is in potassium sulfate. So that helped us also to have this increase in volumes. So we have not really affected the volumes of our direct competitors. Regarding to your second question, I will ask Ricardo, the CFO, to comment.
Yes, about the other line, the line that you comment, that is what we call other, and then what we can call non-operating, really is not so different if you compare with previous quarters in the year 2014, and we do not expect that this line is going to be different or significantly different when you compare the full year 2014 with the full year 2013.
Okay, great. Thanks again, and congratulations on the quarter.
Our next question comes from Ravi Jain of HSBC.
Hi, good morning. I had two questions. One was, we've been seeing in the news that the president in Chile plans to create an expert panel to work on a state policy about lithium. Could you give us your views on that? And the second question was on potash segment specifically. Can you give us a little more color as to the cost efficiencies that you were? Was it mainly volume related, or what exactly were the cost efficiencies? And should we expect the margin that we saw in the first quarter in potash sustain in 2014?
Okay, thank you. Regarding your first question on the lithium panel that the Minister of Mining announced and the President yesterday confirmed, basically what they're saying is that they will put a group of people to think about how the lithium policy in Chile should change or not for the future, and recommend by the end of the year to the President those strategies. Our thinking, we have been very open to say that Chile has a very old law in 1979 that says that lithium is a strategic product, so cannot be explored similar to other mining components in Chile, and we think that is not necessary, that there are not any reason for Chile to keep lithium as a strategic material. So we look forward that this panel will conclude that lithium should be more open and should be more work similar to many other minerals in Chile. Regarding to your second question, what we have been working since last year is cost efficiency all across our company, from an organization point of view, from efficiencies of labor productivity, as well as from efficiency in energy consumption, and also in yields all over our production processes. We have been very successful in that. We feel that total cost, less cost, is already in the range of $60 million per year equivalent, and we continue to work on this. This is reflected in all our business lines, of course, and regarding your final question on the margin in potash, we think that should continue during the rest of the year.
Thank you so much. That's very helpful.
This concludes the question and answer session. We have no further questions at this time.
Thank you, Patricio. Thank you all very much for joining us today, and we hope to have you with us in the next conference call. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you. The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending. You may now disconnect.